Hello everyone, and welcome to this new episode of PhD BINEM, Beyond the Lab. My name is Giulio Vara, and I am a medical radiologist working in private practice. Joining me today are two exceptional colleagues, Dr. Carretta, a neurosurgeon, and Dr. Viroli, an orthopedic surgeon. Together, we'll explore the fascinating intersection of our fields, starting with an introduction to my PhD project and how it enhances my daily working practice in radiology. My PhD project is titled Anatomical Investigation Through Advanced Radiological Procedure for Biology and Neuromotor Sciences. First and foremost, I'd like to say a big thank you to Professor Ratti and all the staff of the anatomy department that made the project possible by acquiring a dedicated CT scanner for these studies. At its core, it aims to redefine how we approach radiological imaging by integrating cutting-edge techniques like radiomics, quantitative CT, and advanced MRI sequences. This research is grounded in the belief that understanding human anatomy and pathology can be revolutionized through innovative imaging technologies, creating better diagnostic tools and improving clinical outcomes. Let me break it down into a few key areas. Radiomics. Radiomics allows us to extract quantitative features from radiological images that go beyond what the human eye can perceive. In my project, we are using this technology to analyze CT scans of cadavers, defining reference values for both normal and pathological conditions. These insights have direct implication for improving diagnostics and precision and patient care. Training for interventional procedures, with the growing importance and demand of imaging-guided intervention, I am developing a training program that uses CT images of cadavers. This offers medical professionals a risk-free environment to refine their skills, ensuring safety and precision during real-life procedures. Augmented reality in anatomy teaching. One particularly exciting aspect involves integrating augmented reality with CT data to create immersive anatomical teaching tools. Imagine being able to explore 3D anatomical model interactively, an innovation that enhances both medical education and procedural planning. Thanatoradiology. Well, it means radiology of the dead. By applying radiology to the study of cadavers, we are not only gaining a deeper understanding of anatomy, but also paving the way for advancement in forensic sciences. This field, known as thanatoradiology, has a vast potential for improving medical training and legal investigations. How does this integrate with my job? Well, this PhD project isn't just an academic pursuit. It is a companion that, in my work as a radiologist, keeps me up to date with the latest technologies and advancement. For example, understanding how advanced imaging methods can be validated in a controlled setting directly influences how I approach patient scans. Similarly, the interventional training program I'm developing is designed to address the real challenges radiologists face in practice, such as precision and patient safety. And why does it matter? At its heart, this project is about bridging the gap between research and clinical application. By advancing imaging technologies and training programs, we can improve diagnostic accuracy, enhance medical education, and ultimately offer better care to our patients. This aligns perfectly with our shared goal in medicine, to combine expertise and innovation for the benefit of those we serve. Thank you very much for listening to this brief overview of my work. I'm thrilled to have Dr. Carretta and Dr. Viroli here to provide their perspective on how advanced imaging impacts neurosurgery and orthopedics. And if you want to add some comments to what I have expressed, feel free to introduce yourself, ask questions, and explain your work altogether.
I have a question for Dr. Varo. The use of radiomics to analyze CT images of cadavers is interesting. How do you see this technology improving our understanding of musculoskeletal conditions?
Thank you very much. This was Dr. Giovanni Viroli. And of course, radiomics can be useful to investigate musculoskeletal pathologies because the trabeculum of bone tissue suffers minor alteration before and after the preparation of the cadaver. So a lot of quantitative data to set standards can be acquired even on bodies donated to sciences.
With augmented reality gaining traction in anatomy teaching, how soon do you think it could be incorporated into preoperative planning for complex orthopedic surgeries, like, for example, scoliosis surgeries?
Well, we are almost there, meaning that in recent months, a few orthopedic interventions have been performed using 3D images with extensive post-processing to plan complex surgeries. Like I well remember a case performed in Istituto Ortopedico Rizzoli of a very complex arthrosis consequent to a severe accident of a young girl, for which the prosthesis was custom built and 3D printed based on the radiological reconstructions.
Thank you, Giulio, for your presentation. And I have a question for you on which I'm very curious about as a neurosurgeon. Yeah, thanatoradiology sounds very fascinating. Do you think that its use could help us neurosurgeons to prepare ourselves to study delicate neurosurgical procedures, improving therefore their safety and outcome?
Thank you very much for your question. And of course, it could help neurosurgery as a field via building confidence and practice of neurosurgeon practicing procedures with image guidance, which are becoming much more popular these days, like robotic-assisted surgery. And the other way it can help neurosurgery as a field is with aiding the industry to develop new machines and instruments in a safe building space with freedom of experimentation. Just that you have made the question, I would like to take the opportunity to ask you to introduce us to your research project.
Hello, everyone. Thank you, Giulio, for your amazing presentation and perfect explanation of your PhD project. I would like to go further on with the presentation of my personal PhD project. My name is Alessandro Carretta, specialist neurosurgeon, and I work as a PhD student in the Department of Biomedical Neuromuscular Sciences of the University of Bologna, and with Professor Mazzatenta and Professor Zoli, which are also the tutors of my program in the neurosurgery department of the Bellaria Hospital, also in Bologna. My PhD project is titled Development of an Automated Machine Learning-Based Software for Anatomical Structures Real-Time Identification During Endoscopic Endonasal Neurosurgical Procedures. The main objective of my PhD project is the improvement of the anatomical orientation of the surgeon. The anatomical orientation is the capability, the skill of the surgeon to be able to recognize every anatomical structure in every moment of the surgical procedure, which is a cornerstone of the safety and success of surgical procedures. This anatomical orientation could be enhanced by currently available instruments like neuronavigation, ultrasound, fluorescence, intraoperative imaging. But we wanted to explore if a real-time visual intraoperative tool could be useful and could be developed for this objective. This project is performed in collaboration with the colleagues of University Hospital of Zurich in Switzerland and with the engineers of the Machine Vision Lab of the Federal Polytechnic of Zurich, ETH. We start from a multi-institutional pituitary adenoma resection surgical videos database coming from the CHU institution, with uniting therefore their knowledge and their experience. These videos are manually labeled to identify 15 key anatomical structures and very important for the surgical procedure. Starting from this data, our objective is the development of a deep learning machine vision software capable to automatically recognize intraoperative anatomical structure during procedures. This software must be also united with a head-up display interface capable to show to the surgeon real-time the key anatomical structures recognized by the algorithm. This is very important with my daily job routine, as endoscopic endonasal surgery is one of my main interests during my daily practice. And so this project is closely intertwined with my practice, as its development helps me to improve my skills and my knowledge in endoscopic and nasal surgery, and the improvement other way around of my surgical skills could be also used to improve the algorithm and my PhD project. We think that the improvement of anatomical orientation of the surgeon is very important in clinical application, because it could help to reduce the complications rate of surgical procedures, enhancing therefore their safety and improving the outcomes. This could also reduce the surgical time. And we think also that could be a valuable tool for training and learning of anatomy, skull-based anatomy, and surgical technique. I would like to thank you all for having listened to this brief overview of my PhD work. And I'm also eager and curious to hear about Dr. Viroli PhD project. Thank you very much.
Before giving word to Dr. Viroli, I'd like to ask if this technology you're developing can be tested on bodies donated to science, like we can set up a collaboration between laboratories.
Thank you, Giulio, for your important question and suggestion. Yeah, I think that the algorithm can be used also on cadaveric specimens. First of all, Labeled data from cadaveric specimen could be supplied to the algorithm, to the training set, to refine and improve its precision. Moreover, it can be used also for teaching purposes. I think about, for example, to courses concerning endoscopic and nasal surgery. The algorithm can be applied also in endoscopic and nasal cadaveric dissection to improve the quality of the teaching to the trainees. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your answer. Now let's introduce the work of Dr. Giovanni Viroli.
Hello, everyone. First of all, I want to say thank you to my department for having me joining you in this interesting podcast, which allows me to share experience with peers. And this is always a good experience. I present myself. My name is Giovanni Viroli. I'm an orthopedic surgeon with a specialization in spine surgery, and particularly my main interests are spinal deformities and especially pediatric deformities. I'm very grateful to join today two estimated colleagues such as Dr. Carretta and Dr. Vara. I will briefly present my PhD project. my PhD project is centered on addressing a critical gap in how we classify and treat adolescent idiopathic scoliosis, which is a condition, as you may know, that affects patients age from 10 to 18 years old. The current gold standard in AAS classification is the Lenky classification system, which has served us well throughout all these years, but it has a very partial vision on the deformity. It focuses primarily on curve flexibility and magnitude, without adequately addressing key pathoanatomical features of the scoliotic spine, such as vertebral rotation, translation, and pedicle dysplasia, which are features that are integral to the complexity of AIS, which is a three-dimensional deformity again. To put this in perspective, AIS curves are not merely about a sideways bend in the spine, which many of you may think about. On the concave side of the curve, the vertebral bodies often show dysplastic changes, such as narrowing of the pedicles, and these changes directly affect surgical planning, particularly when using pedicle screws for correction, such as we do. These features are often overlooked by the Lenky classification system, leading to potential challenges in determining the extent of surgical fusion or the optimal corrective maneuver to perform in each patient. So my project aims to bridge this gap. I'm working to develop a new treatment-oriented multimodal classification system for thoracic AIS, which is the most frequent type of AIS. This system integrates advanced radiographic analysis to capture these often overlooked features, such as vertebral rotation, translation, and pedicle morphology. My hypothesis is simple, is that these elements, which we today ignore when we go to the operating room, may significantly influence surgical and clinical outcomes. I'm taking to achieve this a retrospective and a prospective analysis of the patients that we treat at our department in Istituto Ortopedico Rizzoli. And particularly, I'm looking for patterns in preoperative features and postoperative results. and in particular, I will incorporate in the analysis of the patient an analysis not only about the X-rays, but I will consider also new cutting-edge imaging technologies like CT scan, three-dimensional CT scan reconstructions, and MRI into each patient evaluation. This approach will hopefully allow me to build a new comprehensive dataset that connects radiographic findings to patient outcomes. So my research isn't just academic. It has practical implication for my work at the Rizzoli Orthopedic Institute. In fact, by applying my findings in real time, I'm refining how I assess and treat each patient, enhancing both precision and safety of this complex surgery.
Quick question for Giovanni, and I would like to ask regarding my field. You mentioned that you will analyze CT scans and MRIs acquired preoperatively. Do you have any concern about radiation exposure to young patients? And do you think MRI can help in this regard?
Thanks for the question, Giulio. For sure, radiation exposure is a big issue for these patients, especially considering their young age and the fact that preoperatively they have received like annual X-ray examination in order to follow up their condition. CT scan is still necessary nowadays in order to perform proper surgical planning. But I see in the near future new technologies of MRI, like ultra-short echo time techniques, to be really useful and to certainly maybe take the place of CT scan.
And with that, we wrap up today's episode. Thank you for joining us on this journey. Stay tuned for more episodes. Until next time.